Find out how your life story is interwoven with the life of Christ in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Life in Christ, Rooted, Woven, and Grafted into God's Story. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about life in Christ at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Life in Christ, Rooted, Woven, and Grafted into God's Story.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
It is one of the darkest incidents in Israel's history, and it happens when they are barely out of Egypt, and at the foot of Sinai, God and Moses and Joshua are communing at the top of the mountain. The people go below. Well, what do? They fashion an idol, the golden calf. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 11th of June. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker in Exodus 31, the incident of the golden calf. Then Shane Rosenthal will join us from the Humble Skeptic podcast to talk about the historical accuracy of Luke's book of Acts. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome.
Thank you very much.
What did it mean that God gave Moses the tablets of stone containing the Ten Commandments?
What it meant is that Moses went up on the mountain to speak with God, and God gave him two tablets of stone written on the front and on the back, and these were the Ten Commandments that are definitely talked about in Exodus chapter 20. And he did that because he wanted to show the people, when you realize that I am your God, because it says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, when you recognize that, you will have no other gods before me. You will not take my name in vain. You will remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and the other seven commandments. So what God was doing was giving them insight and wisdom. Much of what he does in the rest of the Bible, for example, in the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon, we hear the wisdom of God, and many times it's an explanation of the Ten Commandments. So the Ten Commandments are the will of God. And originally, they were given to Israel to remind them how to behave before God. Of course, they did not behave properly, and therefore, it became a time of judgment, using the Ten Commandments to accuse them of their sin and the necessity of a Savior in Jesus Christ.
What did the people do when Moses delayed at the top of the mountain?
Well, we find this happening again and again with Israel, and it happens also with Christians today. We become impatient because we're waiting for God to do something, and he seems like he's not doing it. They say, particularly to Aaron, he says, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him, because he's been on the mountains for so long. And so they were really angry, and that anger was really directed not just toward Moses, but toward God himself, the God who had brought them through the river, who had given them water, had given them bread, who had given them meat, and now they're just dissatisfied with God and become impatient because they don't believe that the promises of God will be kept.
How did Aaron respond to the people?
He said, well, look it. You've got a lot of rings of gold that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters. Now, those probably came that when they left Egypt, the Egyptians were so glad to have them leave because of the plagues and the death of the firstborn that they had given them a lot of their jewelry. And so that was probably the jewelry from the Egyptians. The people took off all the rings of gold that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And what he did, he fashioned it with a graving tool and made a golden calf. And that would be out of metal. And the people said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." And so this is what Aaron had moved them to believe.
What did it mean that Aaron called a feast to the Lord before the golden calf?
Well, he made the golden calf, and then Aaron made a proclamation, said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." It meant that through the calf, they were to worship the true God. Now, of course, that's impossible, because the Apostle Paul, many a time, speaks out against the idols that were made by human beings, made into metal things or wooden things. They bow down before them, they kiss them, they sacrifice their children to them. And so the Lord is really angry when they had these burnt offerings the next day and peace offerings. And the people, well, they sit down to eat and to drink, and therefore they think they're satisfied with these new gods, and God is not happy with this at all.
What did the Lord do in response to the people worshiping the golden calf?
Well, he says to Moses, "Go down for your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, for they have corrupted themselves. They've turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them." And that's with, of course, the Ten Commandments. "They made for themselves a golden calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, saying, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" And so the Lord says to Moses, "I've seen this people. It is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you." So God is getting ready to punish these people.
What did Moses answer the Lord?
He says, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people? Remember, you brought them up out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. But if you now destroy them, the Egyptians will say, 'With evil intent did he bring them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth.'" So Moses pleads, "Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people." And Moses does this by reminding God of the covenant that he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, "I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised, I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever." So Moses reminds the Lord of his promises. This is a really important thing to tell the children, because in Sunday school, at times things aren't going the way that they wish their life would go. And therefore, they need to remember the promises of God throughout the whole Bible, that he will take care of them, that all things will work together to their good, and many other promises of blessings. And in that way, it says the Lord relents from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson, the golden calf, in Exodus 31. What happens when Moses and Joshua come down from the mountain?
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our adventure in Acts with Saul preaches Jesus, Saul in Jerusalem and the healing of Aeneas, Dorcas restored to life, Cornelius's vision, and finally, Peter's vision. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Those serving in the armed forces want LCMS chaplains. We need courageous pastors to bring the gospel and sacraments to those protecting our nation, along with wise counsel and the peace found only in Christ Jesus. If you are between the age of 26 and 43 and have a heart for ministry in the armed forces, call 314-996-1337 or email lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We preach Christ crucified. That's the theme of the 68th Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that's gathering this summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Christ crucified is the sum and content, the substance of everything we preach and proclaim. At convention, delegates will gather to worship, hear God's word, and discuss the business of synod. To learn more about the upcoming convention, pick up a copy of the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe or witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church holds that it is God who raises up men to serve His holy bride through His office of the holy ministry. At Concordia University Chicago, we prepare men to take the first step on the path by which God leads them to His pastoral office. Are you ready to take the step? I'm Dr. James Ambrose Lee, Chair of the Division of Theology at Concordia University Chicago. Learn more about the pre-seminary program at CUC by visiting cuchicago.edu. CUChicago.edu.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson about the golden calf in Exodus 31 with Pastor Tom Baker. God is among his people, albeit veiled, and he will not renege on his promise of divine presence. Though they do not deserve it, God remains faithful to his word of promise and provides manna or bread. He provides water, first through a log thrown into bitter waters at Marah, and then out of a rock at Horeb. That's a little bit from the Issues Etc. book of the month for July, Life in Christ, Rooted, Woven, and Grafted into God's Story. You'll find this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Life in Christ, the Issues Etc., Book of the Month for July. Tom, what happened when Moses and Joshua come down from the mountain?
Well, after Moses has told the Lord not to be angry, when he comes down from the mountain and Joshua heard the voice of the people, as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But Moses says, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear." And when he came to the camp, saw the calf being worshipped and the dancing of the people, Moses' anger burned hot. And he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And then he took the calf that they had made, burned it with fire, ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the people of Israel drink it.
So what happened the next day?
So Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you, that you have brought such a great sin upon them?" And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people, they're set on evil. They said to me, make us gods who shall go before us. Because this man Moses, we don't know what's become of him. So I told them, let any who have gold take it off. So they gave it to me. I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf. And when Moses saw the people and that they had done this, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. That was one of the tribes that was used by God to worship. And Moses said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor. And that's what the sons of Levi did, according to the word of Moses. And therefore, that day, God saw that about 3,000 men of the people fell to their death. And Moses said, today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord, each one at the cost of his son and of his brother, so that he might bestow a blessing upon you this day. And that blessing, of course, would be the forgiveness of sins.
What should we learn from the idolatry of the people of Israel?
We should learn that we are like them. We become impatient. And you could ask the children in your Sunday school, were there times when you were wondering what God was doing, or you were waiting for God and he didn't seem to react or respond? And they will begin to learn that these are really temptations of the devil. And therefore, we can help the children learn that the idolatry of Israel is when they break the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me means you should have nothing else before the true God of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when you do that, when you have something else, that's an act of idolatry. And you're no longer worshiping the God who has given you many promises, but you have made your own thinking of what is right and what is wrong. And that really is a lot of idolatry that we have today in our country, in our world, where people are using their own minds to decide, here's the commandments I'm going to follow. And they become like Adam and Eve, who decided to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil so they could become like God, listening to Satan. And that was a trick of Satan to deceive them. And when they realized that, they realized that they were sinners. And had God not given them the promise of a Savior, then they would never have been saved. And that's the important point for the children, that God gives them promises. And those promises are throughout the whole Bible, where he will not leave them nor forsake them, but always work all things out to their good. That's the main lesson of this particular incident, where the people became impatient, made their own gods, and of course became idolatrous, and God punished them as he continued to keep his promise to take them to the land of Canaan, as he had said to Abraham.
Finally, what's the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law is, because of our attitude, we often do not like to think that God is in charge, and so we have to correct what God is doing. And that often means we become God. The gospel is, no, there's no correction necessary. Listen instead to the words of the gospel, which are the promises of Jesus Christ to us in order not only to save us, but to keep us safe, even while we're here on earth, as God prepares to bring us to the greatest bliss that will occur, and that's heaven itself, where we will only be worshiping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
When we come back, Shane Rosenthal of the Humble Skeptic podcast joins us. We'll discuss the historical accuracy of the Book of Acts. Find out how your life story is interwoven with the life of Christ in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Life in Christ, Rooted, Woven, and Grafted into God's Story. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Life in Christ at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Life in Christ, Rooted, Woven, and Grafted into God's Story.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Greetings in Christ, and thank you for listening to Issues Etc. If your vocation or travel lands you in Northwest Louisiana, come and be our guest at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bossier City, Louisiana. Join us as we gather around God's gift of word and sacrament. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bossier City, Louisiana. For service times and directions, look us up at ilcbossier.net. ilcbossier.net.
Are you a young, single, confessional Lutheran looking for a future spouse or friends who share your faithful confession of Christ? St. John Lutheran Church in Sycamore, Illinois is hosting its second annual singles retreat on Saturday, August 5th. This retreat is for high school grads through age 30. Visit stjohnsycamore.org and select the Young Singles Retreat icon. That's stjohnsycamore.org.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Augustana Lutheran, Moscow, Idaho. Emmanuel Lutheran, Green River, Wyoming. Grace Lutheran, Henderson, Nevada. Emmanuel Lutheran, Holloway, Minnesota. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Pacific Hills Lutheran, Omaha, Nebraska. Redeemer Lutheran, St. Cloud, Minnesota. St. John Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. St. Paul Lutheran, Phoenix, Arizona. And Trinity Lutheran, Scottsboro, Alabama. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.